Okay, Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Brooks. I'll call the meeting to order. We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's to receive the clerk's fiscal year 2027 suggested budget. So with that, I would hand it over to the clerk.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioner Brooks. So I think first off, thanks for having us. I'd like to talk first just about how we got to where we're at. So the clerk's suggested budget is statutorily required. I know from my conversations with different clerks around the state, some clerks do or see this process a little differently. The way that this clerk's office sees this process is the clerk's suggested budget is a culmination of all of the budget workshops, commissioner meetings, all of the decisions made on the record by this board, all wrapped up into one need present and presented to the board. So what you will find in the suggested budget is all the items that we have discussed on the record that you have said yes to. What you will not find in this budget is matters of the opinion of the clerk's office or any sort of outside data or information. It is, if the members of the public have any question as to the items that exist within the suggested budget, all they have to do is go back and listen to those specific budget workshops to get that information. Really quick, if I could just get on my soapbox for 2 seconds, and then I will pass the mic to the controller. This budget process has been a little different than past ones. I think we have a number of different factors that have led to that. We are using a new budget software, which I know everyone really enjoys, and thanks our office for making that change. So that has led to a slight difference in the way that we budget. We are also missing two very experienced voices that the county has had for a number of years with our former COO and our former clerk. So that has led to some differences as well. I am brand new to the role. This is my first year doing so. So that has led to some differences too, probably the greatest differences. So I would just take one quick second to lay some praise on the two people to my right. So the auditing supervisor, Sarah Winslow, and the controller, Kyle Wilmot. They have the absolute lion's share of the work for this budget has fallen on their shoulders. And, from collecting the data to having conversations with, some of the members of employees of the county that are in this room currently, to being diligent about being at every single budget workshop. And they've just been incredible. I can't accurately express how thankful I am to have both of them. And I hope that the citizens of Canyon County understand the importance that they bring to this process. So with that, I will stop talking and pass it off to the expert.
You're doing great.
Thanks. Thanks.
Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, what you see before you is just the document that was created just for the presentation today. This document will also look very similar to the one that we will work on producing for when we publish the tentative budget later for the county. It's just distributed, by each of our funds, going across. I'll just know numbers, just kind of for people visually. The first column is just our tentative expenditure budget for the fiscal year. Then we have our anticipated revenues from sources other than property tax. Potential property taxes levied toward each fund, what our projected use of fund balance is, our projected fund balance for the end of our current fiscal year that we're in, FY26, and then the last column is just purely mathing, going across what the calculated fund balance, if there was 100% spend of expenses and 100% of revenues, that would be the projected column on the far right. Then towards the bottom are the items that are special revenue taxing districts or enterprise fund going down. The big item to point out is just the total budget for all the county and its entities is $149 million. This is less than it was in the prior year for a little perspective on that. And And I think for the most part, I just would echo what the clerk said in that while there was a lot of information, a lot of meetings and all that, I do appreciate the time that all the DAs and EOs took in either answering my, I'm sure somewhat annoying questions at times, and going over things or meeting with me or dealing with me, just stopping in to go over things. But I know that was very helpful and productive for Sarah and myself in, you know, wrangling up all the data and information and trying to put it together or trying to make sure everything is straight. So I do appreciate the collaborative effort from the DAs and EOs of the county to make sure that everything was kind of getting in there. And as we all know in this process, stuff is kind of moving and shaking a lot. And I know for me, just working with the assessor a lot, trying to get values and all that, because I know he's much like us. This is his busy season as well. But the assessor has been very grateful with his time in working with us to get all that stuff in there, to get the best information that we can with the ever-changing environment that we're in. But but with that, that's kind of where that is. And like I said, this document was submitted to Diana and Jen, so that should be put out there for this meeting as well. But that's all I kind of have, unless you have any additional questions or comments or concerns.
I don't. It's everything that we've been talking about. And there's a little bit of changes just because of the last minute on trying to figure out where we're at property tax-wise on revenue. So
yeah, there's just a little bit from the last meeting, just with the new kilowatt hour therm tax. I always want to call it firm therm. Just because this is the first year of it, there was a little bit of adjustment that needed to occur for that. And then next year, it should be a little bit more even in how it is impacting the amount of property tax revenue that we, property tax revenue and other revenues that we get there. So, but I think that's pretty dialed right now in discussions with the assessor and also the tax commission.
Okay.
State tax commission, sorry.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, pretty much the only thing I would address is if you scroll down just a little bit more, Kyle, thanks. That number there in the parentheses, if you're not familiar with county budgeting, you might think that this board is spending money like a drunken sailor, and you might think that anyways, but $13 million of that is budgeted for a women's detention facility, and then historically we have not spent everything that is budgeted for. So there is a about 8 or 9% unspent that would also be attributed to that. So this is, with those two factored in, this is going to be pretty close to a flat budget if we didn't have those.
Yeah, the traditionally, yeah, the unspent range is about 7 to 10%. So that's where, like you said, Commissioner, when you're looking at this, the $21 million is very large. And then the last column with our calculated fund balance, that will probably see an increase as well, because this column is, if we spent...
Worst case scenario, basically.
100%. So, but that was a good point to make.
Good point to put down. It's been presented and received.
Perfect. Yeah, Chairman, I didn't feel like it was necessary for us to belabor and go through all of the minutiae of the things that I actually just recognized this morning when talking to the assessor that we've been at this for 2 months.
Yeah.
So when you think about it like that, it's like we've had a lot of meetings, we've had a lot of discussions, we've been on air time is racking up. So I know we have our budget book that gets published every year as well, and that goes into great detail the ways that we spend our budget. So yeah, short and sweet is what we thought this year.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We'll take it under advisement. We have yet another meeting for Thursday afternoon. So Thursday, I don't know for sure what time, but anyway.
on the tentative budget, so.
And basically at that point, it can only go down, right?
Once it's, once we agree.
Once we, yeah, once we publish.
Yeah, I believe we have a meeting, we have a budget slot for Thursday and Tuesday if we need to adjust things, and I believe the following Thursday is when we have slated to approve and publish the tentative.
Oh, okay.
So we still have a couple, or I guess, whatever, week and a half that we could, you know, fine tune and grease some wheels
we
a little
need
bit
to.
Better. Yeah.
And we very well might be, but.
Yes.
All right. Have anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate the clerk and his team, everything that they've done for us. I mean, this has been a learning experience on both ends. I think this is our fourth budget, and we've done it four different ways. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might get it figured out someday.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to understanding the financial software a little bit better than I do at the moment. Since it is the one, I'll learn it, I guess, if I have to.
You approved its purchase.
Yeah.
Somebody did sitting here. I can't remember for sure. Yes, I did. All right. All right. If there is anything else, I'd make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.